Just checking the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Are the Commanders back on track, or did they just beat up on a terrible team? 57% say back on track. Cliff Kingsbury's offense back on track yesterday, EB. You'd put him on probation for like the second time this year.
He was on secret probation, like really frustrated with some of the play calling, etc.
Right, but of course everything worked. I mentioned this.
I think after a 42 ball, he should be off probation. That's just me. I mean, you do your own thing.
I mean, so a guy has one good outing and then he gets off probation, or doesn't he have to do a few more?
He's had 40 spots,
pretty good.
He's had multiple pretty good games as a coordinator.
I think so.
They're fourth in league
of
in points.
Late, but of like, late,
they're fourth in league in points.
I know.
So over a 13-game span, that's a big sample size.
Two of those three losses, they played good teams.
I agree.
I mean, the Dallas game was a joke. Should have beat them.
Should have beat them. Even the way it played out, they should have beat them.
But they lost to – Steelers got 9 wins. The Eagles are going to be the 1 or 2 seed. And they lost to some good teams.
I agree. I just tweeted this, and I want the world to know this, have this documented. The Drap T-shirt at 9:23 a.m. on December 2nd, 2024 – said that Jaden Daniels is an average NFL quarterback. So I just want the world to know that.
You know what's funny? You don't talk to me for a month on Mondays, but Jaden Daniels throws a couple 3-yard touchdown passes, and suddenly you're attacking me again when they beat the lowly Titans. Get a
I'm
grip.
Not attacking you.
You are a front runner.
Said it
you don't
first.
Say anything when he struggles. The blame is
That's
on
not
Cliff.
True.
The blame is
False.
On the ref. The blame
False.
Is on turnovers, drop passes. Jaden's above any criticism, but he throws a couple touchdown passes, and you're out to attack me all over again.
That's not true.
I didn't
say
anything
you.
Bad
you
about Jaden for a month.
I didn't respond. I wasn't even talking to you.
You're eavesdropping on me.
You're pontificating.
I'm talking
this
about
is Jason. This is Drabby during a commercial break. I just want people to know he's an
I didn't say that.
Quarterback.
I don't want you to know either.
He's not that good.
Is that what
That's
he
not
did?
What I said.
He's walking around pontificating all loud.
Well,
you're insane.
He says he's an average quarterback. You say he's going to Hall of Fame. All right, that's a big gap.
I said last week he's going to the Hall of Fame. I said the week before. Yeah, after the mediocre performances, I said he's still great.
I said
he's
you
going
didn't
to the
talk
Hall
to
of Fame
me for a month because you knew you had your tail
you
tucked
didn't.
Between your legs.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I said
did.
On the air multiple times, he's great. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm not wavering. In fact, you even jocked me, and you said, one thing I love about you, EB, is you don't back off.
Yeah,
so
well,
now you can't say what you're saying. You said to me last week on air, and I appreciate it. I appreciate the respect.
Well, yeah, I said
EB,
you're delusional.
What I love about you
I said
is...
you're delusional.
No, no.
You, I
what I love
your
about
stance.
You is... What I love about you... Listen, I'm an elite arguer. You'll never win. What
you've just... You already lost. I already ran circles around you the first 2 minutes of the segment.
How? You told me last week what I love about you is you never back off and you'll never...
I said you're
I
delusional
told you that.
In your
you said
beliefs.
That I. You said that I somehow... I backed off and I wouldn't attack you or anything. Not at all. I said he's a Hall of Famer. Throughout the struggles, he's going to the Hall of freaking Fame.
What, do you want me to say you're correct right now?
You don't have to say that, but don't say that I backed off, that I'm wishy-washy. I'm never wishy-washy on this kid.
I didn't say that. I
Five
said you didn't talk
great.
To me for a month because
well,
you knew
you
your boy was struggling.
If I had heard you S-talking him during the break, I would have. But I didn't. Well, I heard it, this one.
Now, I had to bring it up last week because... Every week, for probably 9 weeks, we would start talking about Jaden Daniels and the offense, and at some point you would turn to Drab, and he would go, hey, Drab, what do you think about him?
Right.
He wouldn't give you what you wanted.
Correct.
So then Eric was quiet for a couple of weeks, and so last week I said, hey, are you going to ask Drab
right.
about Jaden? That's what you had kind of gone quiet.
Drab is never, he's
in
never going to give in. He's never going to
no
change his position.
No human with an IQ of 1 or above would ask someone after their quarterback plays less than ideal, do you still think he sucks or whatever? I mean, obviously, why would I do that? But I maintained he's a Hall of Famer. He's a great quarterback.
I heard you.
Okay. I never have wavered in my trust.
I respect your stance on that.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong, but I respect you're not a flip-flopper.
I'm not a flip-flopper.
That's what annoys me more than anything.
I'm not a flip-flopper.
And either am I. I've stayed strong in my stance that he hasn't proven to
be.
Well,
you've actually a little bit lower. You've actually lowered
perhaps,
it.
Perhaps. Maybe I'm being a little unfair.
You
ricked me when you said Cliff Kingsbury gets 10% of the credit. That's stupid. That's a stupid statement. I'm sorry.
70 is kind of stupid, too, though.
70 is
I mean, you guys got to be somewhere in the middle.
Maybe I'm 59%.
I'm sticking with 59%.
59 is pretty high. Because if... what would Cliff Kingsbury be doing right now? What would Cliff Kingsbury be doing right now? Where would his offense rank if he had Sam Howell? Just going with last year's
quarterback. Every QB he touches turns into a stud.
They're all Pat Mahomes! I mean, they're like great ones.
What do you mean?
Has he worked with a bum?
I mean, he made Kyler Murray look pretty good. And when Kyler struggled without him.
Kyler went one in the draft. I mean, Kyler's a great talent.
So I'm going to say he's overdrafted. If you look
a great talent.
You look at his
he might have needed Kingsbury yesterday.
Yeah.
Kyler's a great talent. I told you I would have traded all my picks for Kyler.
Pat Mahomes wasn't a five-star QB going to Texas Tech.
Okay.
I mean, he developed him.
Or he was under-recruited. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm willing to keep that open for debate.
All right, but you think it's basically a no blow. Cakes and I say medium blow. Yep. Jason used the term mild blow. Let's go to the calls. Yep. Bunch of people want to chime in. And this is a big if. If I had to bet right now, I'd say Cliff Kingsbury's going to be back next year.
And also,
that's my bet.
For a guy going into his second year, you would like there to be that continuity.
Right.
You don't want him to learn a whole new playbook, a whole new set of verbiage going into year two. Like, you'd rather him be in Cliff's system.
Right.
Again for year two.
I'm going to go in order. But it's
also possible. It also is possible that they hire from within, and none of that changes.
That's possible too.
Let's go to JP in DC. JP, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Happy Monday, all.
Yeah,
welcome back, Mr. Bishop.
Hey, what's up?
So I think the issue is that if Kingsbury leaves, he'll take all his boys with him. Look at what happened with Dan Quinn and Dallas.
What boys?
All of his offensive coordinators, all of his offensive his tight end coach, his wide receiver coach. He'll take all those people.
I mean, he may cherry pick some of those guys if he leaves, but I don't think he's going to bring the whole staff.
We're going to suffer if he takes the tight end coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I mean, give me a
break. You think we need a running back coach or a quality control assistant? Those guys can leave.
Mike Moore could coach the tight ends.
Yeah, throw it to Zach Ertz in the end zone.
Dallas and their defense.
Huh?
Look at what happened with Dallas and their defense. Dan Quinn left. He took a bunch of people. And now they're bums.
They weren't very good last year, by the way.
I don't know. I think Dallas' defense was hurt for a few games. That hurt them a lot. I don't know. I think it's players more than coaches. Sorry.
Okay. Take care, guys.
I think Quinn overall
had pretty good against Washington.
No, I know, but I'm saying last year, Dallas' defense, I don't think, was that highly rated.
No, but you know that.
I mean, Quinn's good, but Zimmer's fine.
You know Quinn is a good coordinator. He knows what he's doing.
All right, let's go to Gene.
I mean, there's so many aspects of a team, of a defense or an offense, of a coaching staff, stuff that we have no idea what's going on.
It's fair. But I agree with JP's sentiment that he argued for years, and I would just say, because we didn't have it, you can scheme around it. You can win with good schemes.
Talent's more important. You know that. Now you know.
I know, but like, the talent at the most important position is the most important.
Yeah.
You need a quarterback.
And finally hit on their guy.
That's what I think we have. Drab disagrees.
Well, Drab changes,
he hasn't seen it yet. I'm not trying to speak for him. He hasn't seen it yet. To him, Jaden just looks pretty
good. What if Jaden finishes his rookie year with 30 total touchdowns and 11 picks? Are you going
to
give him his flowers?
Kingsbury, no, I believe. No, I give him his flowers. He's playing well. I haven't said. I don't think he's an elite QB. That's all I've said the entire time. I've never... The worst thing I've ever said about him was this commercial break where he's average, and I'm recanting that. He's above average. He's not elite. I'm recanting average. Slightly above average.
It's okay. It's okay for him not to be elite as a rookie. That's okay.
How did Lamar do with Greg Roman? How did Josh Allen do?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Lamar's seasons are pretty remarkable.
He won an MVP.
One thing I'll say about Lamar, he's way underrated with the way he protects the football. He's got a lifetime 3-1 touchdown interception ratio.
And I don't think
that's a variety of different guys.
He struggled. The offense struggled with Greg Roman. Ken Dorsey made Josh Allen look like trash. The Falcons never did anything without Kyle Shanahan. You guys think offensive minds mean absolutely nothing. It's all quarterback 99% of the time. I slightly disagree with that.
Not saying it's 99%, no, but also your Greg Roman thing's a little, and Valdez could speak more to it. They've also loaded up on receivers over the years, like to give him better weapons.
No, Todd Monken's offense is historic compared to Greg Roman's.
Yeah, I know that. But he's also helped by he's got some better personnel, too.
But Lamar will thrive with anyone.
No, but I think what Drab is saying is Lamar thriving more under Monken than he is under Greg Roman.
Although his second season,
I defer to you.
His second season in the league had a 36-6 season. 36 touchdowns, 6 picks. Second season.
First real season really starting, like a full season. Yeah. I mean, Lamar's just a freak.
But getting back to the real quick, Matt, the Josh Allen comparison. I mean, Ken Dorsey, yeah, I mean, he got fired. But they had Brian Daboll before that. Now he got the he left for a head coaching job, and now they got Joe Brady.
Joe Brady's doing a
great job
in Buffalo.
Well, that's my point. Ken Dorsey sucked, and Josh Allen wasn't good under him.
No, I understand that, but Brian Daboll was pretty good. He was good under Daboll, and then now you got Joe Brady.
I don't think Josh Allen sucked. Josh Allen sucked his rookie year.
Joe Brady.
And then from then on, he really was.
But my point is, Matt, you can have multiple good offensive minds leading the charge. You can,
sure, but some are better than others.
Of course,
for sure,
for sure. But you can offset.
But they're not driving the bus. Talent. They're not 70% of the pie. We can all argue. I'm saying.
Well, they're not 10% of the pie,
right? I'd say my personal would be like 30%.
For an average Jag, 30%. For Kingsbury, I think it's closer to it's high.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone.
I mean, he got fired for Texas Tech because he's a defensive idiot, and the Cardinals hired him as their head coach. Because he's such an offensive mastermind. And you guys just think he's, I don't know.
I think there's a lot of offensive guys. I just think there's a lot of them. I don't know. I don't know what the genius is.
Yeah, I thought Sean McVay was one. Mike McDaniel.
Yeah,
I
mean,
Kevin O'Connell. You keep going down the list. Andy Reid.
Those are great offensive coaches.
Yeah, those guys are smart. But when Mike McDaniel is trotting out Tyler Huntley instead of Tua, he doesn't look quite as smart.
Right.
Yeah, all of a sudden,
you know, bingo.
All of a sudden, he's bringing his baby so that the media doesn't yell at him.
When Tua comes back, they didn't win the game. They haven't won a lot of games with him, but that offense looks markedly different when the right signal caller is under center.
Cakes, that might have been the best point you've ever made on the show.
I make good points all the time. I don't know what to tell you, except when I picked the Titans to beat the Commanders. That was not a great point.
We still have the Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets to give away.
The calls.
Hey, our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle you no longer need, donating to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.